Bruce Pratt back here for another season of interviews with head men's hockey coach Ben Barr here at the University of Maine. You've got two games under your belt, Coach, an exhibition win and a non-conference win, and as things are shaking out, how's it looking so far?
I think guys have played hard, and I think our team is what we thought it would be, and we have a deep team this year, the deepest team that we've had since our staff has been here, and can we keep getting better? And every week, if we do, I think we'll be a tough out for anyone, and I think there's a lot of belief in that room with what what can be in the future here.
It seems seamless. Goes if you're watching from the stands, which is easy. But the new players, the transfer players and the freshmen that you've been playing, seem to have fit right in immediately. That's got to be some of the summer work. It's got to be leadership from within the team. But what's impressed you most about that?
I think it's leadership within the team, to be honest. We have a core group of players here that have been here with our staff for 3 or 4 years. And, the David Brazils and Lindens and Nolan Renwick and, Freeler and Holter, these guys, like, they understand what we're trying to do. And they're not going to, allow the standards to slip with new players. And then the new players have been very open to it. We've gotten very lucky with the type of people. They're good players, obviously, but they're also here for the right reasons. And that's not always like with the transfers. It's tricky sometimes because you don't always know them. We had a high familiarity level with most of the transfers that were coming. Taylor and Ross and Charlie Russell. I coached with his dad at Providence and known him since he was a little kid. So Frank played with the Nadeaus and Grayson Arnott and Penticton. So like we were comfortable that their personalities would fit in well, and they have. So that's all on the leaders and obviously the type of people that those transfers are.
I know you've spoken before about how you build from the goalie out. Albie looks sharp. And you've got two other goalies that are new to the fans. Berzins, is that how he pronounced his last name? Patrick Berzins played the third period of the exhibition against Army and looked pretty sharp. This is a deep decor. This is, I can't think maybe back when Tim was here that we had a decor that was that deep. That's got to bode well because you're not giving up goals so far. I mean, I realize that you haven't hit the Hockey East, the heart of it, the better teams, but one goal over two games, pretty good.
Yeah. We've been solid defensively so far. Obviously, it's going to get tougher this weekend. It's going to be much more difficult. Quinnipiac's fantastic. So it'll be a really good test for us. We have the depth in the net and on our decor, and we think up front. It's a hard lineup to make. We have tough decisions every week. We haven't really had that as often in the first 3 years as we would have liked. And when you get a few injuries or whatever, it just kind of you're throwing what you have in there. And right now it's there's players that have played quite a bit that are good hockey players that aren't in that lineup, and that's really what's going to drive, I think, our culture and the day-to-day here, hopefully, to keep us improving every day.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend in the stands, and I said, it's like they have five lines. And that has not been the case for a long, long time. I mean, there are guys sitting out there, as you mentioned, that are really good players. I mean, but what I like is that when a player gets in, that hasn't played in the first game, it plays in the next game, they're trying to play the right way. They're not trying to win your hearts in one or two shifts. With the freshmen, I mean, how hard is it for some of these freshmen that have been playing at juniors, they've been playing every single game, they're playing all the time? I mean, they've got to know why they're not in yet. But how do you handle that?
Yeah, they know. Again, it comes back to the leaders and the culture and the team. Like, they are, it's as hard as it is to, you know, to not play any given night. You know, it's really important that they, that the guys understand what we're looking for. And it's a different lineup than it was for a lot of our freshmen 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah. And, you know, like that's not, and it's not their fault. It's not, you know, a lot of those players came in and they played big minutes right away, because that was just the situation on our team, and our team's evolved a little bit. And, you know, so the guys that aren't playing, you know, Jack Dalton hadn't played. I thought he came in and played really well.
Yeah.
You know, on Saturday, it was Thomas Pichette's first game. Did a good job. You know, like it's going to be like that all year, and hopefully it's always like that. That's a healthy program.
Yeah.
And, you know, year to year, you never know, but that's how you sustain a culture, hopefully. And that's harder and harder to do in our world right now. But we want players that want to come in here and earn their spot. And that's what all these guys that are here right now are doing. They haven't complained. They know where we're at. And that's hopefully how it will be here as long as our staff is allowed to be here.
Yeah. Quinnipiac coming up. Quinnipiac has, Rand Pecknold's been there a long time. I remember when it was a little commuter college when I was a kid. It's become a big university now. Year after year, they're always right there. They're in the hunt all the time. And so they have that advantage. But then you've got the added advantage, I think, this year that they've got to take Maine real seriously. They can't say, well, we're playing a non-conference and, you know, if we lose to a Hockey East team, so what? Yeah. They've got to be up for it. How do you convey to your players that Quinnipiac is going to be up for you?
I think they know. We've played them every year since we've been here, so it's kind of become a yearly thing. They know how difficult it is to play Quinnipiac, and they're one of the best. You know, their staff does an unbelievable job. They don't give you anything. They don't beat themselves. They always have talent. So it's just it'll be a totally different game than we've had in either of the first two games. There just won't be a lot of ice out there, and so we have to play really efficiently. When we do have chances, you got to capitalize. You know, we can't. You know, if we get 4 or 5 power plays in a game, we got to get one of them. You know, and that's the same thing I'm sure they'll be telling their team. So I don't think we, you know, that's, you know, probably the last 4 or 5 years outside of Denver. You know, the run at UMass there for a few years, like that's the best program top to bottom in college hockey, and that's a credit to them, and what a great opportunity for us.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a great year, I think, and it's wonderful to see the Alphons so energized and have the place so full of people. And my wife said, I'm used to being a little leaned back and there was nobody there, and now there are people there all the time, which is great. So off to a good start, and I look forward to a good season, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach.
Now you know where to find me.
Yeah. Yeah, no.